Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos, DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, today I want to bring you a teaching, and I want to bring you a correction. I want to bring you self-correction of myself. I want to bring you repentance coming from me. I need to do a teaching today. I need to correct something that I've had wrong over the past few months, and I need to repent of it publicly, and I need to get it right for God's glory. Right up front, I want to say, as an older brother and an overseer, the issues in a body that are incorrect as something that we all practice, not necessarily individual people's sins, but doctrine that we all walk in, that falls on me. And I want to make, and those that are in charge, other men that are elders and in charge, I want to make a correction today. And I hope this topic, novices teaching, even with oversight, is unbiblical. Novices teaching, even with oversight, is unbiblical. It'll make sense as we go on. I want to prove by doing this, something I've been proving all along the last 16 years, that I believe in testing all things, especially myself. 1 Thess 5:21, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. And I also hope to show something that I've done all along those 16 years, judging myself and judging my house most of all. As a street preacher, teacher, yeah, I know we get involved in rebuking, correcting, calling out sins of man-made religion, but I need to do that to myself first and most, and I believe I do that, and we have most all things correct while no one is perfect as Christ is on this earth, or Christ was on this earth. We can come real close in sound doctrine. 1 Peter 4:17. The time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? So yeah, we need to judge ourselves the first and the most. And I hope I prove that and be an example of that today to get this right, what I had wrong. So I want to offer what I had wrong. I was able to examine myself. No one else corrected this. And I saw an unbiblical way that we were practicing and keeping. I found it out using God's discernment and asking God for correction. And I found out something that just is not correct. Now, no excuses, but the reason I think I fell into this was it's a new area for me. Walking with some other believers and a new, not walking with other believers is new, but this situation that came up is new, and I'll explain to you why. I kind of allowed a wrong way that needs repentance and fixing for God's glory. So I'm going to offer the following correction for repentance. Get this issue right for God's glory. I take full responsibility for this. It's not no one else but me. I should have tested this deeper. I should have really pondered it more instead of giving a nod. This is what I did. I gave a nod to something that I thought was good and godly because there was oversight, but it's not. Novices teaching, having their own platform, teaching doctrine, out rebuking, correcting people when they're younger and newer in the faith. This is not biblical and correct. We needed to change ship, change direction on that. Let's go to God's word, some more of God's word. 1 Timothy 3:6. Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. All right, so I know that this verse is talking about an elder and overseer. Right? That's what the context is. And so I want to be clear that novices aren't leaders, elders, overseers, right? And even with oversight, they shouldn't be teachers. I know this verse is about overseers, but I think it still applies to a novice teaching when it comes to the body. 1 Timothy 3:2, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. All right, so let's deduce this. Let's discern this. If a leader must be a teacher and he can't be a novice, then can't we assume that it's dangerous for a novice to ever become a teacher in the body when he's new? That just makes sense, doesn't it? It's outside of God's order. I want to be clear, to clear this up. Everyone acts as a teacher somewhat. We'll go into this more. A husband teaches his wife and his children, and there is ways that people are all teachers in a certain sense, but not teachers in the body of doctrine to everyone. We'll cover that a little bit more. I want to mention something that people often bring up on this topic. Well, what about Timothy? They say, what about young Timothy? Well, I got 3 points to ponder with Timothy. Number one, we don't know his age. Timothy could have been 30, younger man to Paul. We don't know Timothy's age. He wasn't 12, okay? Two, Timothy, we know from Scripture, was under Torah law his entire life, raised by his grandmother and his mother, or trained by his grandmother and his mother. He was never in false teaching and wicked ways. So many of us came out of the world, Timothy didn't. Many of us came out of false teaching, Timothy didn't. And also number three, Timothy was trained up by Apostle Paul, who met with Jesus and was gifted to do what he was called to do. Let's not bring up Timothy here, okay? We don't have a lot of facts. We don't have any facts on his age. And Timothy had a great standing to be a young leader and teacher. And I think I need to say this. Age is not so much the issue in all of this matter. 21, 25, 28, 30. I don't think that is. Discernment and time in the Lord is really the issue. No, a 12-year-old's not going to be a leader in the body. I get that. I think it's not wise to think that men can be taking on a teaching role to everyone in the body only a few years of walking with Christ. That's just unreasonable. That's like saying a couple that have been married a couple years are in good standing to be marriage counselors for people that have been married for 25 and 30 years. It just doesn't make any sense, does it? It doesn't. Now, if a younger man, whatever you want to say, 20, 25, whatever, was solid in the faith and he's no longer a novice, he has many, many years behind him. For some reason, the 5-year thing always comes up because it's like 5 years, you've really gone through a lot of things, you've overcome a lot of things. It's not a biblical mandate, but after 5 years of doing something in the world, in a job, in a marriage, being a parent, 5 years is a good rule of thumb, I think, common sense. If he had solid discernment, if he was out of all false ways, and his life and his home was blameless, hey, he could start being a teacher with oversight from older brothers. But that's a rare thing. Most time you see younger believers have good discernment if they do, and good solid doctrine if they do, but they're still lacking in areas of their life that they need to work on. It's really hard to be rebuking people on one or two things when you lack 3 or 4 things in your life and your house. Makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah. Now you may say, well, wait a minute, Brother Tupos, you're admitting you had this wrong. How can you go out and tell people you had things wrong? Well, a couple of things. One, I've been at this for years. I've got thousands of resources. I believe in 99.999% of what we do and what I teach and what I live is accurate. And I'm proving I'm teachable, correctable, and I discerned this and found this on my own. I think that gives me good standing to keep doing what I'm doing. If someone could come up to me and show me 5 or 10 things that I'm doing wrong and unbiblical that I haven't seen for many, many years, I should maybe think about, maybe I'm not a teacher. So I think that has to fall in place right there. So let's get to the issue. The issue involved here with me is with a younger brother, only a few years in the faith. He just left a cult 2 years ago. He started a website. I encourage him to do it. And he started offering teachings and church exposings on it. I vetted them. I encouraged him to do it. I was agreeing with it. This is all on me. It's not on this young brother. It's on me. I thought that since he had oversight from an older brother, that it was fine to do that. Well, I've come to see and be convicted and reading God's word and for our witness, novices shouldn't be teaching to the whole body, rebuking, correcting over men, doing all of that at all, even with oversight. It's not biblical. It's not a good witness. We'll get to a couple of reasons why. And I want to say I've gone to this young brother and his family. I've asked him to remove those teachings and exposings, to adjust his website, and he has done that fully, agreed to it, What great fruit in this young man. He's going to be redirecting himself, still street preaching, still studying, bringing ecclesia gatherings, because he's got great insight on teachings, studyings, teachings, whatever you want to call it, not to give to the body as a teacher, but to bring, to be filtered through the body, through the ecclesia gatherings. And he's going to be focused more on his home life, his marriage life, his child rearing, child raising online, edifying and encouraging people to do that. He's going to be street preaching too as well with us. That's going to keep going. So I take full responsibility for this. I was in error. I'm repenting of it. I plan to never, ever let it happen again while I'm on watch in the Lord's body. New believers running off to a website and teaching. Oh, if they want a website, that's great. Put scripture, tell what God's doing in your life, show pictures, show street ministry. Don't start teaching and rebuking people when you don't have a standing to do so. We got to be careful. All those who desire to teach must be wise and cautious. James 3:1. My brethren, be not many masters, teachers, instructors, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. I want to protect my young brothers and sisters from receiving a condemnation about going into things too quick when they shouldn't. That's what this is about. And I want to be clear on this. Per 1 Corinthians 14, go read it, all men should be studying on their own. All men should be ready to bring offerings, studies, insight, edification to the body. This is not the two-post show when we gather. I bring teachings and verse by verse. Other brothers can do the same thing. But they are not as new believers, novices, to be offering their teaching on their own platform as teachers, like they're seasoned and years in the faith, because they're not. But they're going to put this through the ecclesia gathering, and it's going to appear on my website where it's vetted. It stands up to God's authority and God's biblical order. Everything remains in God's order. Does that make sense? I hope it does to you. Now, we discussed as a body some of the practical reasons. I'll give you some verses why, but some of the practical reasons why novices should not be taking on teaching roles online towards others. Ready? Number one, it defies God's plan for his body and leadership. It does. We don't see it in scripture. Two, God is glorified when we walk blameless as his body, keeping his authority lines. We want that. Three, it helps newer saints slow down, not rush to be teachers, build the proper foundation, first do things they as they should, and then one day move on to other things when God has it right for them. Foundation work first, years of it, not rushing past it. And number four, it helps men themselves, like these new believers, I'm seeing this, it's helping them focus on their main ministry God has given them versus rushing into what isn't for them today. Give you an example. I have a young single brother, no wife, no children. His main ministry is unto the Lord and to the brethren. He studies and brings studies. He reads scripture for us. He's doing street ministry. That's his main focus. He not focused on having a website, being a teacher. That would be improper and out of line. Another brother who's married and has small children. He street preaches, he studies and brings offerings to the ecclesia gathering, filtered by the body of Christ. He goes out and does street ministry, but he's training up his wife, training up his children. As they get older, they're 2 and 4 right now, or almost 2 and 4. They're going to need more and more and more. And it is a very, very untapped thing that is needed. People teaching you how to daily homeschool your children, daily raise your children in the Lord. Him and his wife are going to be doing Bible studies every day, edification, homeschooling lessons, teaching. All of that's going to be a focus of his. This is going to help him refocus where he needs to be. And the future will tell whether one of these brothers becomes a teacher, elder, overseer in the years. It's not today. So everybody has to walk in line according to God's word. And I do want to say this. It's a key point here. There was a little confusion when they said, well, I can't teach here, but I can't teach here. Everyone is a teacher somehow. How? Ready? Moms teach children. Yep. Older women teach younger women. Yep. Dads teach their families. Yep. We all speak into each other's lives with studies, gatherings, truth. Yep. So think about the different ways you teach. When you go into the world, are you not preaching the gospel, teaching the world to repent? Of course you are. You don't have a teacher status in the body, but you're bringing information, you're proclaiming, you're bringing the oracles of God. It's a form of teaching to the lost world. So think about that. You're still a teacher, men and women, brothers and sisters. Just do it in the right biblical order. The point I want to make is teach in line with your authority, your calling, and your status as a new believer or not. Don't go above and over it. See, here's one thing. I may be an overseer, an older brother. I don't teach brothers' wives and step into their private life and their house unless I see something unbiblical. That's for them to do. If I were to step over that, I'm stepping over my bounds of authority. I don't want to do that. I've never lorded over people, and I never will. I will hold you to sound doctrine, but you have liberty in the areas where you are called to guide your house and your own life. So I hope this topic and this teaching, this repentance, this correcting that I'm doing, has proven to my enemies and my brothers and sisters and everyone, none of us has arrived. Paul said, Philippians 3, 13 and 14, brethren, I count not myself to apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yeah, Paul is saying he hasn't arrived in his salvation, but clearly none of us have arrived in our solid, full doctrine. I believe we're real close as a body. I believe that the gross percentage, 99.9, is behind us and right and true. There's always tweaking. There's always maintenance. There's always depth. There's always more things we can learn. We would not be humble if we didn't believe that. We're not like churchianity, though. I can open up any church website, and I can find 5, 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 things they do sinfully, wrong, and willfully today. Can anybody do that with our assembly? I challenge you to go to my website, to go to our body, to go to our ecclesia gatherings, and find all of those errors in us. And we'll talk about that in a minute, who can come and correct us. And then also, I hope we're proving a man who tests and examines his house most and daily can avoid being judged and corrected over by others. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not that your own selves, that Christ Jesus is in you, except you be a reprobate. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, before you take the Lord's Supper, examine yourself. We need to be doing that. I caught this error by examining myself, by seeing what was going on with a younger brother, another brother, a single brother, a married brother. I examined it and said, something's wrong here. No one else brought this to me. I would have been greatly thankful if somebody did. Over the years, I've had a few people bring things to me. Not very often. You know why? Not because I'm smart. There's very few biblical saints out there that are discerning. Most of our truth came from the Word and the Holy Spirit. 99.999999% came from the Word and the Holy Spirit. Not other people, because there's not many other godly saints out in the world looking, walking, striving in sound doctrine. Which saves us, by the way. 1 Timothy 4:16. Sound doctrine saves us. Not works. Truth saves us. Jesus, the Word, and the Spirit is the truth. So I just want to say I'm thankful to God for self-examination. I think I've proven I do it here. It's helped my house grow over the last 16 years. I want to encourage all you saints, practice it every day for God's glory and your sanctification, lest you be called out over and over and over. And that's okay. If you're willing to be called out over and over, take it like a man, take it like a woman, correct it. But if you don't want to be called out and you go, wow, I'd really like to catch my own errors, then you better examine yourself and get it done. 1 Corinthians 11:30 to 32. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Think about that, saints. This is what matters here, judging for God's glory and getting things right. So I want to be clear on this point. We as a body of believers, as I mentioned before, are open to other men sending us examples and Bible proof. Go from our website, my website, go get it. Go get the evidence of what false ways we're in. We're going to test it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to study it. If we're wrong, we'll publicly repent like I'm doing here. Publicly repent. And we'll get it right. Why? We hate every false way. Psalm 119, 104. Through my precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. We hate every false way. Unlike churchianity that we see all over the place, refusing to test themselves. Oh, I got salvation. I don't need to hear your truth. I don't need to test myself. And they walk in many willful sins and many false ways over, over, and over. Most of their doctrine is false. That's true. We do it all the time. We expose it in the street. And only seekers come and test themselves. The people that are lost, let the blind lead the blind, as Jesus said. They're full of rotten fruit because they don't test themselves to the Word of God. We, on the other hand, the true ecclesia, we're Bereans, Acts 17, Bereans, and we test all things to the word. We strive to prove all things about us and ourselves and our homes and our lives. And the result is, what's the result? We don't walk and keep sinful, willful ways. As soon as I found out about this, I corrected it. My brother found out about this, he's correcting it. My brothers and sisters heard about it, they're helping with correction. You see how when we glorify God and walk in the fruit of the Spirit, we correct. It's self-correcting. We're a filter. We're sanctifying ourselves in the Word and the Spirit. John 17, 17. Thy Word is truth. Sanctify them in the truth. But if you neglect the truth, how are you going to be sanctified? You're not. You're going to be rotten fruit that's going to be cut off and thrown in the fire. Absolutely true. I think this path that we're taking is proving that we want the path to eternal life. It proves that we're on it with Christ. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light, that's the truth, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Yeah, that's what we want to be about. Not hiding, looking for a cloak for our sin. We want to flee all sin and false doctrine. On this topic of correction, what does Proverbs say? Proverbs 9:8. Reprove a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, he will love thee. My brother loves me for bringing this correction. My brothers and sisters love that our body wants truth. Yeah, it hurts the flesh sometimes. My flesh is hurt. You think I want to come and repent and say I had something wrong? I'd love to never say I ever have anything wrong. But when I got it wrong, I got to humble myself. I'm not doctrine. I'm not eternal truth. The Word, the Spirit, Christ is our standard. So I got to fess up and admit it and get it right for God's glory and move on, learn from it. Proverbs 13:1, a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Remember, rebuke means correction. Everybody thinks that word rebuke is so harsh, it means correction. If your children are playing with a box of razor blades, you take it from them and give them a rebuke. That's a correction. Don't play with these. You'll hurt yourself. If you saw somebody driving through a bridge that was out, you'd correct them, rebuke them, and say, don't go, the bridge is out. That's correction. A wise man loves that. So as I'm closing out this teaching, I repent of this. I think we've got it right now. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong. And I am so blessed to say that I'm united to brothers and sisters who like correction, respect when someone can correct. And we all are striving to be examples. That word tupos, somebody gave me the name tupos. That means an example, a die, a stamp. It comes out the same part all the time. Boom, 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 boom. Correct, accurate, true. I want to be that. My brothers and sisters want to be that. How about you? What your religious body? Are you striving to be godly, holy examples, correcting all things? Or do you live in sin and go, we're all a bunch of sinners and we don't care? Yeah, we don't want to be united to that. We want to be united to sound doctrine, holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth. Those are fruits of the Spirit, Ephesians 5:9. So I believe that we, once again, have shown that we can correct as a body. In the future, we're going to continue testing our houses ourselves, and we're going to encourage new saints to strive hard every day. But stay in the authority God's given them. Don't go rushing off to a website and teaching. Don't go rushing off to doing things you shouldn't. Get under your authority. That's a big key. We'll talk about that in another teaching. Get under your authority. God, Christ, man, woman, children, elders, overseers. Get under your authority. Then walk in God's truth and you'll be blessed. God will be glorified. And once again, by doing this as a body, we're not shown to be weak. We're not shown to be unbiblical. We're not shown to be out of the truth. We're shown to be blameless, and we're shown to love the truth, cleansing ourselves in the truth. Christ forgives us. We've repented. We walk in all of his ways. He cleanses us by his blood. We go on. We're going to continue to preach the gospel. We're going to teach sound doctrine. We're going to raise up godly saints, preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything Christ commanded. That is our charge, and that's what we're going to do. I hope this has blessed you. Forgive me for where I was wrong. Test me in all my ways. Men, you can email me. I get emails every day correcting me. 99.99% of the times when I show them to brothers, it's foolishness, it's lies, it's outside of sound doctrine. I love it when somebody brings us meat that we can actually chew and be fed on. Go to don'tperish.com. Check that all out. Go to followgospel.com, my brother's website. He's going to have a lot of stuff on street preaching, a lot of stuff on children raising, on parenting, and all of these things, glorifying and edification to the body of saints. Love you all. Thanks for listening. Till next time, have a glorious day. Hold fast to the truth, and may God be praised.